This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is your host Brian Wayne here, and I'm here to let you know, in case you did not know already, that the Cheers to Comics podcast has since evolved. And if you're looking for a new shiny place to get your comic books from, then you need to head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com. It's like cheerstocomics.com, only with a shop in front of it. Shopcheerstocomics.com, and if you use code PODCAST at checkout, you're going to save yourself 10%. And I'm constantly adding new inventory, hot spec books, everything, any type of book under the sun. As it comes under my radar and it gets added into the inventory, I make it available to you. So remember, head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com and use code PODCAST at checkout and save yourself 10%.
A pre-roll time. The Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly sponsored by Inked Marketing Solutions and the Inked Marketing crowdfunded comic for this yay episode. Well, it's going to belong to The Last Night of Twilight. Coming soon from the producer of Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs, Batman Beyond, Static Shock, and the new Batman Superman Adventures. Yes, the man is a legend in animation. Pinky and the Brain sold right there. The Last Night of Twilight. What happens when you're broke, but your endless war against crime isn't over? The Last Night of Twilight is a story about an everyday superhero. He has no powers, he has no thirst for justice, but now his body is starting to betray him, but he just can't stop. Even a personal injury suit and losing all of his cool stuff won't stop him. His sidekick turning bad? That ain't gonna stop him. His former adversaries returning. Or retiring. Not returning. Retiring. That ain't gonna stop him. But age? Age is a son of a bitch. Age is gonna... might stop him. It might. I don't know. We have a comic book here, people. Like I said, the team behind this... I can't wait to see... Oh, I'm looking at this cover here, man. You got this pretty dark hooded looking figure. And you got like a walker. Like an old man walker. Not a Walker Texas Ranger. Like a tennis ball on the feet type of walker. I love it, man. I love it so much. I'm into it. So head on over to www.twinight.com. That's twiknight.com. And get in on this, man. I got a good feeling. And like I said, Pinky and the Brain. Come on. Come on.
Age of Radio.
Again, and welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 361. The 361st episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a pull list priority. I'll be going over the books of the future, you know, the FOCs and the books coming out next week and whatnot. So, yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a good one. But before I get all up into the finer details of
all of that, I gotta tell you a wonderful place in which you could even start a pull list of your own. Nerds Forever. 307nerdsforever.com. Get a hold of Tarl, and he will hook you up with a pull list discount, as all pull lists should come with. And I've seen pre-orders out there before. I see them on Facebook all the time for big, huge companies. I'm not going to name names. But yeah, you pre-order your books, and you get no discount. You know, that's boogers. You know, that's not cool. Tarl will not do you like that. So head on over to 307nerdsforever.com. And it's a great place to shop as well. But if you contact Tarl, you know, there's a contact button all up in there, and he'll hook you up. And if you need help, get a hold of me, and I will hook you up. So, yes, do not sleep on 307nerdsforever.com. And when you're checking out, remember, always use code CHEERS at checkout and save yourself even more money. Save 10%. Yeah, it's like that, people. It's a wonderful thing. So do that. All right, now, let's talk about some FOCs, huh? The final order cutoffs, for those who do not know. You don't order these books, they don't get printed. It's really that simple. It doesn't, you know, you wouldn't think that'd be the case, but it is. It is. You know, don't order at your own risk, let's put it that way. But like I said, you pre-order your books, you're going to save a whole bunch of money, and it's going to, you know, either free up cap space for more reads, you know, or maybe, I don't know, you never know, man. It's a good thing, saving money on comics, it really, really is. So, so let's start with Lunar. You know, right now there's a couple different FOC dates between different distributors. Lunar is going to give you your DC books mostly, as well as some Scout and some Ahoy at the same time. So let's just scoot on with it. From DC, to start out this week's FOC cutoffs, you have to order these by the 24th of October, people. The 24th on these particular books. Aquaman, The Becoming. This is the first cover appearance of The Deluge. Deluge. Whatever. I don't speak amphibian French. Take it for what you will. Who knows what's going to happen with this Aquaman new universe, you know? I got a new dude. Look at him. Look at him. Couple covers to choose from. There, Cary Randolph getting the B cover. We've got Batman number 117. We've got some origins going on in here. Let me make sure I got this right. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening, some origins. No. It's the reveal of the Anti-Oracle. Oh, could be a big deal. But this wouldn't, I don't know if this would actually be the issue. It would be more so the one shot they did. Oh, I have it right here in front of me. I got that foil edition. Remember the one I bought right on air? But of course there's no, oh, it's on the back. Fear State Alpha, that's the one. So that would be the first actual appearance of Anti-Oracle. Maybe this would be the full appearance of Anti-Oracle in some way, shape, or form, because it's the reveal. I don't know how they're going to classify this, but if this is the case, sweet, you know, could be another Batman key. I think they'd be batting at like 65% or so as far as keys to non-key ratio. Yeah, I don't know. That's a completely made-up number, but probably not too exaggerated, to be honest. It's probably more like 40, 60, but that's a lot of keys in a short amount of time. Since, what was it, issue 76? Yeah, that's when Tynan took over. That's like 40 issues already, people. That's a lot of keys. Maybe not. Cool cover, though. Cool B cover, for sure. The Jorge Molina. I like it. Got a little bit of a... I love some Miracle Molly, man. I think she's an underrated character. Don't sleep on that 108. I'll tell you hard. Oh, and the 1 in 25 video game cover going to old Rose Bech. 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 Yeah, look at that. She's got the old put the dukes up thing going on. Once again, that's... I get it. They're two different color gloves, but they're also different sizes, too. I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk shit again. We had a good one that one time, remember? I think it was Nightwing. I do like some Ghostmaker there, though. I do like in that. Fucking A. We got Secret Files again. We got the Gardener. You know, we're going to get the origin of the Gardener. Bella Garton. Garton. What a convenient name you've been gifted for somebody who's carrying on the moniker of Gardener. Your name's Garton. Gotta love it. And also origin of Poison Ivy. What? Okay. What? Have we not had an origin of Poison Ivy? I'm pretty sure we've had an origin of Poison Ivy. Didn't we kind of get that in Cycle of Life and Death at the very least? Maybe? Am I misremembering that? I don't know, man. Alright, well, some further origin. Maybe it's going to be some, this is what happened in between origin. Maybe not her origin altogether, but some backstory. You know? Good one in 25 there. And Edgecure? I'm sorry, I'm butchering that name. Got a pretty cool B cover there. Once again, kind of anime-like. Derek Chu-esque, if you will. Batman vs. Bigby. Wolf and Gotham. You know, it's that Fables crossing over with the Bat. You know, little wolf, little bat. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that B cover. I feel like that's homage in something, but maybe not. Jay Leiston just killing it. Always. I don't know if that's a Leiston cover or not. Scout. We've got By the Horns number 8. But Brian, I thought you said they were done with that. It was only 7 if you were. No, this motherfucker's been popular enough to keep it ongoing. So congratulations to Marcus on Nasu. And is it Jason Murr? Yep, Jason Murr. Yeah, man. Good on ya. You know, I got a fucking ongoing. I love it. Scout doesn't have a lot of ongoings, people. That's kind of a rare thing. They do a lot of miniseries. They might have ongoing universes, but not ongoing series, you know? Catwoman, number 37. Once again, still tying into Fear State. And if you listen to the stream this week, you can, and if you didn't, head on over to YouTube, but if you did, my guy, new guy, Ryan, you know, goes into, he's loving this series, he goes into a little bit of detail on it, and another Jenny Frisson banger. Oh, yes, yes, indeed, Poison Ivy. I will have another Poison Ivy section on my wall again. I had one up for about a year and a half, and I finally had to take it down, but I've been building more covers, and it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. Cherry Blackbird wrapping up with its 5th issue. That's a Scout book. DC Horror Presents Soul Plumber number 1, second printing. That's cool. Congratulations to the last podcast on the left, guys. That's a second printing on a book that, I mean, I read it. It's good, and I'm happy for them. I am. You know, they had some good publicity going into this book. I mean, their podcast gets like 73 billion downloads a second. So, I mean, and all they had to do is just mention it one time a month. And yeah, bam. But no, beyond all of that, I mean, I'm not saying, oh, this book's good because they're already famous. That absolutely has something to do with it. But it's a good book. It is. I'm excited for number 2. And I say that legitimately. They're not paying me to say it. Flash number 776, Jorge Corona getting a pretty sweet B cover there if you're a Dr. Fate fan. Gotta dig it. What is Hyper Thick? Oh, is this... This must be Ahoy, if I had to guess. Dead Inside? Hair on the Blink? What's that mean? House Tornado liquidizing the future? What? Here's a few new rectangle... What? Ugh, here's a fab new rectangle from Steve Ayelet. I'm butchering all of this. I don't know. It's an Ahoy book that has a pull quote from Alan Moore here, so that says something, right? I apologize for butchering that. Hyper Thick, number 1, 3-parter. Pretty sure it's at Ahoy. Justice League, number 70.
Mm-hmm. There you go. A little Batman and Green Arrow on that one. The Royal Flush Gang is back.
Place your bets.
Alexander Lozano getting an amaze. Oh, my God. See, Alexander Lozano is the most underappreciated artist in all of comic book covering. The dude is an absolute beast. Never misses. But when he hits hard, this is one of them hard hitters. That is fantastic. You'll have to see for yourself. Justice League Legends, or I'm sorry, not Justice League. What am I saying? Legends of the Dark Knight, number 7. Daniel Warren Johnson on the B cover. Oh, wow. See, that's not his typical steez there, but I like it. Oh, I like it a lot. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, that is Azrael. Fucking A. Let's see here. There's a 1 in 25 on that as well, done by Jorge Fornes. Gotta dig it. Nice House on the Lake, number 6. I do believe they're going to take a little bit of a break on this for a while James Tynan counts his Substack money. But this will be back at some point next year, I believe. March. Yep, there you go. And we got Murder Hobo Chaotic Neutral, number 3. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already got that one ordered there. I ordered directly through Scout. I could say that now because I'm a retailer. And if you are a retailer not ordering directly through Scout, you are missing out. Missing out hard. Nightwing, number 86. We got the reveal of a new costume. You know, and the 1 in 25 has the design variant on that one. Jamal Campbell on the B cover. Yeah, I mean, still tied in the Fear State. So know that, but fun stuff. Fun stuff, fish show. Refrigerator Full of Heads, number 2. This is more of the Hill House comics from DC. Badass Tiffany Turtle cardstock variant. Jesus criminy. Robins, number 1. This one here, but let's see here. First appearance of a female Robin who claims to have been the first protege of Batman. And it's a team up of, all them Robins. So, yeah, I mean, it seems canonical, you know. We'll see. We shall see. A new Robin? Mm-hmm. Who is that in the background there? Is that the purple one? Can't really tell. It's hard to say. I don't know what the workout variant is supposed to be about. This is something that I don't know why they're doing these. Babstar getting a variant. I can't tell which Robin it is. It's hard to tell because he's not wearing anything. He's sitting there in his undies. It's weird with his 67 pack. Suicide Squad, King Shark, number 3. Amazing. How about that Francesco Mattina cardstock variant of old Nom Nom? My man, look at that. Oh, fucking good. Jesus Christ, he's good. I can't say he's done that one before. Huh. Yeah, it's just a fucking bust, but it's good. I mean, King Shark's big. He takes up a lot of page. Third Wave 99. Remember that clothing line? Well, they're getting a comic through Scout. So, there's lots of covers you can get here. There's a glow-in-the-dark 1 in 25. There's a 1 in 10. Then you got your A cover. I believe... I think there's one to where... there's a t-shirt available for this. It might just be a retailer thing. But, there's all types of merch. I mean, naturally, there would be. It's a t-shirt clothing line. Or it used to be. I think it's coming back, and this is the comic to bring it back. But if you're into surfing, brah, you know, there you go. Wonder Woman, Black and Gold, number 6. Oh, look at that Libra Mayho. Oh, good lord. See, I'm not a big Wonder Woman fan, but... fuck. I am a Libra Mayho fan. That is gorgeous. It's all black and gold. just, I mean, Stephanie Hans has a black and gold cover too that's very amazing. I'd be drilling all over that if I wasn't already dehydrated from that Bermejo cover. And then there's a 1 in 25 David Nakayama, also in the spirit of black and gold. That is badass. So yeah, I don't know. I think these covers are going to come back someday. I do. I really do. Wonder Woman's Evolution. What is this? It's an 8-part miniseries from Stephanie Phillips. Oh boy. And Mike Hawthorne. Look at that. Whisked away from Earth by a distant cosmic entity, Wonder Woman is forced to navigate a series of perilous challenges that push her to the brink of mentally and physically. Wait, to the. Both mentally and physically. Mentality? And then there's a bunch of other words, too. Gotta love some Mike Hawthorne art on some some Stephanie Phillips, you know? She a badass. She a badass. That interview is still coming, by the way. I haven't... It's coming. It's recorded. It's ready to go. I just... Timing and stuff, you know? It's got to be the right time. Let's see. Two covers on that. Riley Rossmo. Oh, and they know each other from Harley Quinn. Stephanie and Riley. And from a lot of other things. You'll find out when that interview comes out. Wonder Woman, Historia of the Amazons, number one again on the FOCs. Oh, hey. And then there's a pretty sweet-ass 1 in 25 library faux leather design variant. I'm going to say it's not really leather, or faux leather for that matter. I'm going to just say it kind of looks like it. But 1 in 25 is pretty. It would display nice, you know? It's tricksy. So those are all the lunar books that you have to have ordered by this coming Sunday. Or if you're listening to this past the weekend of the release, last Sunday. So, you're late, bro. Alright, sorry, I'm stalling while I'm filtering. Alright, on to the Diamond FOCs. Let's start out with the old vault. We've got Radio Apocalypse number 1. Listen to this. From Rom V. I'll stop there. I'll keep going, though. And a nod. Rick. It's RK. I don't know how you... Rick. Long after the rock out of space struck the world and turned it all to dust... Should I keep going? I don't really need to keep going, do I? And Bakerstown stands the last radio station on the planet. Radio Apocalypse broadcasting into the unknown, a beacon in the dark for those who wander the lost places. Now change is coming to Bakerstown. Among the refugees flocking into the already precarious settlement, an orphan boy, Ryan, caught in an indiscretion, will twine his fate with the radio station, and in doing so, begin this mixtape of love and heartbreak and interminable hope. This soundtrack to the end of the world. Fucking A. You know, I mean, it started out like rock out of space, you know, turning all, I mean... I want to know what kind of rock it is, you know? That's important. We're talking ballads, you know? Are we talking Eagles? No, because, I mean, rock and roll. You know what I mean? Yeah, I said it. I don't know. But regardless, it has Vault's name on it. Rom V is doing it. And it intertwines the genre of music. So, yes, sign me up, at least for number 1, right? Probably 1 through 3 at the very least. If I had to guess, I'd say it's a mini-series, but it doesn't indicate that. So it could be an ongoing. Yeah, I don't know. The premise says cinema all over it. Then there's a B cover, and a 1 in 5, and a 1 in 10, and a 1 in 25, and a 1 in 50, and a 1 in 100 foil. Are you gonna order 100 copies of this? Mm-hmm. And by the way, let me help you out here. The 50 and the 100 are both David and Matt covers. It's just, I mean, one of them's, the foil is a virgin foil, and, you know, the F-Mac, the F cover, the Mac cover, non- foil is, you know, it's got the trade dress and what have you. David Mack in the 1 in 50 status, baby. You gotta love it, man. I know, I got a feeling about this one, I do.
I'll do. I'll wrap around on the 1 and 5.
I don't know, man.
And then we've got Wasted Space, number 25, as well. So Vault does do ongoings. From Valiant, we've got Exo Man of War, number 8. Gotta love the hell out of that. And then we've got Source Point. From Source Point, we've got... from Wamdi Sda. I'm so sorry about these names, people. They're not normal white bread American names, like my tongue knows how to do. This is multicultural, to say the least. You don't have to go sniffing around very long to know that something in the Gumball Kingdom stinks. But when that stench of danger becomes too unbearable, two of the kingdom's most disposable heroes are on the case, Trash and Canet. And by the way, Trash and Canet, disposable heroes number 1 of a number 4. So is this a Gumball thing? Is that what's going on? It looks very cartoony. Isn't Gumball a cartoon? Maybe it's not. I don't know things. Kid hasn't gotten to that part of the internet yet. Alright. Well, fucking A. Number 1-er. And then what do we got here for... Oh, what is this? Is this just a one-shot? It's called Turkey Day. Look at that. From David Hayes and Brian Dunphy and Dan Gorman and James Couts. We've got the yearly Thanksgiving pageant in Pilgrim Point, Illinois is a town highlight telling the absolutely 100% true story of a now malevolent white settler's brow civilization and home-cooked meals to the savages. I think that's supposed to say brought. They forgot the T. There we go. Let me try that one more time. 100% true story of how benevolent white settlers brought civilization and home-cooked meals to the savages. You know how to say that? This year, the pageant is interrupted by a group of turkeys from the local farm that are controlled by alien visitors. And naturally, true story, much like the settlers, these folks are just here to spread love, joy, and recipes. That's what it says. Badass cover. It's a horror book about turkeys and fucking Thanksgiving and shit. When do you ever get that? You know, you get your Christmas horrors. You get your Halloween horrors, duh. But when do you ever get your Thanksgiving Day horrors? Not often. Turkey Day is that one. Looks like it's just a one-shot. $5. Not bad. The old Twisted. Twisted. And if I'm triggering you, it's on purpose. If you're not triggered by that, then you're okay. Haunted. I'm kidding. Am I? Well, I don't know, man. It's just the ICP thing. You know, you listen to ICP, that's fine, I guess. I don't know. It's just not for my ears or my eyes. This is Dirk Manning and Mariana Piscosta. Alright, fucking, I don't know, honestly, with that being said, I mean, yes, it's not for me, and I've been very adamant in the past. I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna say don't get something just because I don't like it. There's a huge, market for this stuff, so, I mean, even as a speculator, even if, you know, I mean, you're not into the ICP, Twisted, anything like that at all, it's gonna make it that much easier to let go of, right? Because there are people, and that's the thing, is the people that be looking for this, they're probably not always all going to be the people that are, you know, listening to a comic book podcast, you know, getting in tune in that, so get them later, you know, maybe get some fair market value up charge on that shit, you know, capitalism and stuff, and I don't know, that's a big word that triggers people. How many times are you going to say trigger in the same fucking publisher? Wild Bullets, number 1, Chris Wright, and more. This looks more like turkey. Well, there's definitely a turkey on there. So what do we got? Shots fired, the deeply dysfunctional Bullet family has reluctantly agreed to meet up for Thanksgiving. And, of course, there's a murder. Who's behind it, and can the Bullets get along enough to save their skin?
What will the bullets do? No spoilers, but their solution involves gunfire. Lots of it. And two more paragraphs along the way. Yeah, cool. Fucking, that's all I need to read. Sweet, it's Source Point. Don't sleep on Source Point, baby. It's a little three-parter. Three-part Thanksgiving story. Gotta love it. It's a whodunit. Mm-hmm. Knives out, bitches. Yuki vs. Penda, number 4. There you go. If you've been following along with that one, then you gotta have that that ordered. And just in case you've been ordering issue by issue, just order the series, people, and drop it once you don't like it. Take a chance. If you don't know, take a chance. And then if you didn't like it, then drop it. Sell the fucking issue. Behemoth. We've got Motherfuckers, MFKZ number 6. Couple covers there. Popstar Assassins number 2. 5 covers on that one. Oh, hey. Gotta love it. So those are your Behemoth books this week. Ahoy. We've got Snelson number 4. And Diamond, and like I said, Ahoy and Scout, they distribute through multiple companies, so their FOC dates may be different at times. You may get multiple chances. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're different. You know, Snelson, in this case, different. Not Snelson, Diamond, different. Because I'm pretty sure that one that I screwed up earlier on Lunar was an Ahoy book. Aftershock, we've got Beyond the Breach, number 5. Number 4 came out this past week. If you're not reading Beyond the Breach, you are missing out. It is fantastic. And then we've got Miskatonic, Even Death May Die, from Mark Sable and Giorgio Pontrelli. Look at that fucking badass cover. That's all Cthulhu and whatnot. Nice. Those are your Aftershock books. Just a couple there. Ablaze, we've got He Who Fights with Monsters, number 3. Haven't heard anything about number 2 yet, but it's still pretty early. You know, the talk on number 2 really is the determining factor on whether or not I continue on with this series. I know there was a lot of hype around issue 1 to begin with speculators, you know, and they're speculating and whatnot. But I read it and I was like, I don't know how far this is going to go. You know, this isn't something that I would be super excited to see adapted. You know, I'll just watch Inglourious Basterds. At least there I know for sure who the monsters are. I don't know, there's just something, either that or I missed something entirely in the first issue. But regardless, I don't know. I don't care enough to read number 2 myself. It's more so how other people react to it. Because I've already concluded that, you know, just based off the first issue, I wouldn't go spend money to see the movie, but you know. And then we've got Porcelain number 4 as well, and keep in mind the D covers on both of these books, sweet homages, sweet homages. Good stuff. So there you go, that's your Ablaze. Now let's talk Boom from Boom Studios, due to be ordered by Monday the 25th. We've got Buffy the Vampire Slayers number 31. 2 covers there. You know, a little Buffy. Oh, look at him getting hip. Getting jive. Oh, and also getting, what's another word that they would use in that era? Not that era, but getting wise. You know, wise guy, huh? Yeah, getting hip and getting wise. We're talking about a clash of the eras is what I'm looking like here, people. Gotta love it. Disco versus the mobster days. Eat the Rich, number 4. Alright, once again, kind of polarizing third issue. And if you listen to the stream, once again, last week on YouTube. Fucking subscribe to the YouTube channel, people. More content coming. It was kind of a 2-to-1 ratio, you know, 2 in the favor of this book. 1 more so meh, took a step back. Wasn't as meh as the first issue, but not nearly as good as the second issue. I think the third issue was still really good, but the second issue was really, really good, to give you any idea. Just listen to the replay on that on YouTube. Comic Book Babble. Getting Dizzy, number 1. What is this? Little boom box.
from Shay Fontana. Dizzy wants to be the best. Oh, it's one of them children's books, because it's boombox and whatnot. It kind of looks like, you know, if you're a Lumberjanes reader, or, you know, have a child that is, this looks like, could be one of them, for one of them. Yep. We got one, two covers there. We've got Magic, Master of Metal. So is this from Magic the Gathering? When the fate of the multiverse is at stake, what game will the scheming Master of Metal play? Tezzeret of Esper, the cruel artificer, now free from his former master, Nicol... I'm looking for a word that says Magic the Gathering. No. No, this might be a whole new thing. $9, got a lot. Marguerite Scott and Jorge Coelho with French Carlo Magno and Jacques Salomon. Covered by Zhang Gingyun. Talk about multicultural. Jesus Christ. It's like a fucking flea market in there. That's a crazy. Fuck. I don't know. That's a big book. $9. That's a big book. Three covers, $10 for the foil on that, so at your own discretion. I don't know if I'll be taking a chance on that one myself. Ma number 3, hearing good things. Oh my god, and another, you know what that is? That is a, another Ari Aster homage variant. Yeah, oh man, Midsummer. I need to. I'm gonna write this down right now. Need Ma. Cover B. I need Ma 3. I just wrote a song. Ma number 3B. Bam. Alright. Fucking A. That is amazing. I can't collect all horror variants, because, I mean, that's just the thing, especially this time of year. You gotta find one that you like, or a couple styles that you like, but for me, it's Midsummer. As soon as I saw that Stray Dogs Midsummer variant, I was like, I hope everybody does a horror variant in the style of Midsummer. And here we go. Jesus Christ, like, she's got crabs. Oh my god. I fucking love it. I heard Nerds Forever hooked me up with a number 1, too, so that's exciting. I might also need a number 2 at this point, as well. I'm not sure. Power Rangers, number 13. Two covers, and then an FOC reveal variant as well. So, lots of good coming out of Boom this week. Dynamite. Do we have some Dynamite? We've got Army of Darkness, number... 1979, number 3. Oh, yeah, look at that Matina cover. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 covers, it looks like. Oh, shit. And let me write this down. The FOC bonus cover on that. I'll let you see for yourself, but I'm just going to say, if I were to... choose 3 letters of the alphabet to give you a clue. It would be TMN. Mm-hmm. Army Darkness. FOC. There we go. Written down. 2 things. Got to love some, what were we at here? Dynamite. How often do I say that? Hardly ever. It usually takes a John Layman book for me to say that. Oh my god, they're doing it again. Purgatory's doing it too. Same thing. FOC homage variant. Okay, well. Fuck. So, is there just 2 titles doing it? Yep, Purgatory and Army of Darkness doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle number 1 homage variants. Yeah, I gave it away. What are you gonna do about it? Fuck, that's good. IDW. Mindbreaker of Dungeons & Dragons. Number 2. 2 covers there. My Little Pony Generations. Number 2. 2 covers there. We got a new Sonic miniseries here. Sonic the Hedgehog Imposter Syndrome. Number 1. Little 4-pata. What do we got in the cover there? What's that? I don't know who that character is. Let's see here. Show a 10-issue long adventure. What? Hold on. Road to number 50 continues here. Okay. So enjoy a 10-issue long adventure leading up to the epic showdown in Milestone issue number 50. A surge of imposters spells trouble for Sonic, the Hedgehog, and Tails, and even Eggman. Dr. Starline is pulling every tool from his kit as he creates his fastest and smartest inventions, all new mini-series, any-mini, from, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, is that Tails? Is that what Tails looks like now? Wow. Looking good, buddy. No longer all, ginger. Got the old dye job going on there, huh? Mm-hmm. Dig it. I do. Two covers as well. Star Wars Adventures number 12, couple covers there, and keep in mind there was an introduction of new rogues in the last issue, you know, surprise. And as you know, there's a Rogue Squadron series in the works, I believe. So these characters may or may not pop up, you know, carrying on to the, well, you know, if this is a continuing arc, which I would imagine it is. I don't know. And look at that B cover as well. I don't know who that character is, but neat. Let's see if it gives me any, any... No, I don't know who this is. Admiral Ak... No, that's not Admiral Akbar. Ibti Murek? That might be one of the new ones from the last issue. I don't know. I mean, this character's got Sith written all over her. But, yeah, oh gosh, it's exciting. And then we've got Star Wars High Republic Adventures number 10, as well as Usagi Yojimbo Dragon Below Conspiracy. Wrapping up with its 6th issue. So there you go. Those are your IDW books. Never sleep on Star Wars, people. From Dark Horse, we've got Gru Meets Tarzan. Wrapping up with this 4th issue, and then we've got Neil Gaiman's North Mythology, number 6, wrapping up again there. Gotta love a David Mack variant. And we've got Savage Hearts wrapping up this week, so a whole lot of, final issues from Dark Horse. And then from Image, we've got Ant number 2. Hey, look at that! Ant number 1, finally. It still hasn't technically come out at my shop yet. I didn't get my Image books yet this week. There was some, Gunslinger Spawn paper issues. Listen to the stream, people. That's where you're going to get your news from now. I know you might miss me talking about news if you're an old-time listener, but that's where you get it now. Live Wednesday nights, sometimes. And number 2. There you go. Decorum, number 8. Ooh, Decorum back. It's been a minute. Deep Beyond, number 10. Echolands, number 4. I'm hearing good things about Echolands. You know, eventually I'll get around to reading it. And then we've got Gunslinger Spawn number 2. Look at that Baron's cover. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Is he the cover artist of the year this year? Wing ding and zoom. Then there's a Brett Booth B cover and a Jason Sean Alexander. Nope, I take that back. King Spawn number 4. Alexander on the A cover and Fernandez on the B cover. I'm glad they're only doing one variant for these other Spawn series. I couldn't keep going on doing 3 apiece. It's just... we've got Sweet Paprika number 5 coming out this week. A bunch of covers to choose from. Don't have a lot of images at this point in time to really ooh and ah over, though. Moonshine number 28. Post-Americana wrapping up. I feel like that's been on a break for a minute now. Primordial number 3, I think number 2 should be coming here any minute now. Savage Dragon 261, we've got Second Chances number 4, Saint Mercy wrapping up with its 4th issue, that Texas Blood number 12, 2 covers there, Time Before Time number 7, Vinyl number 6, some Doug Wadden there, Wagner. Doug Wagner. I had him on the podcast. Vinyl. I read the first issue. Now that the 6th issue's out, I'm going to eventually be able to binge this, because very interesting for sure. And then The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead Deluxe, number 27. Given us 6 covers to choose from this week for some reason. Is this a key issue or something? Something happens and... No. I think this is the first appearance of the governor. That's why they're doing so many. That might be it. So, yeah, there you go. I could be wrong on that, too. I didn't read The Walking Dead. Now I am. So those are all of the indie books that need to be ordered through the Diamond FOC cutoff date of the 25th. Now let's wrap it all up with the, well, at least the FOCs, with Marvel. This is where all you speculators start smacking your lips and... not here, though. X-Force Killshot Anniversary, Special, number one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Rob Liefeld Anniversary Connecting Covers to go. There you go. I don't care at all. You know, I really don't give a shit. If I had to buy one of these, and I mean had to, not by choice, if I had to, it would be the cable one, only because of the sentiment I have towards that character personally. That's all. That's all. It's still drawn like dog shit. There you go. Jim Lee did it better. Amazing Fantasy number 5. Couple covers there. Oh, and look at that homage. Neato. An Amazing Spider-Man number 80. Then we got, gotta love a good Captain America Iron Man story, huh? It's a 5-part miniseries. Ooh, Alex Ross on that. Jesus Christ. That would be a giant movie-sized print. If they had to go through and redo the Civil War movie poster, this is how they should do it right here. I mean, it's I'm not gonna get it's fucking Captain America and Iron Man, you know. Just take your chances. I don't think it's gonna be a letdown if you're a fan of that chemistry. Who's doing the book? Let me give you that. Derek Landy. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Or Angel Unzueta. I don't know those people, but you know, I'm gonna give it a shot. Because how do I not, as an Iron Man fan? Where did that come from? Darkhawk, number 4. A couple covers there. We got Darkhold, Black Bolt. Oh, I love a good Black Bolt story. So I read the Darkhold Iron Man, and it was all the... It was more than I thought it was going to be, and I mean that in a good way. Good on ya, Disney. Yeah, I'm glad you allowed that. That was awesome. Now, with that being said, I cannot wait to read the Black Bolt one. I don't know if this one's gonna be body horror. Oh, it's Mark Russell doing it? Jesus, sign me the fuck up. Yeah. Ding ding. And then we got Death of Doctor Strange, White Fox. Ooh, they're gonna be pushing this character, man. Get ready for White Fox. That character is coming. I would not be surprised if we got an appearance in the Black Panther movie coming soon. Not as soon as it was a little bit ago, though, huh? Don't sleep on this one. White Fox stuff, you know? Fantastic Four, Life Story, more Mark Russell. This is number 5, a little 6-parter. Giant size Black Cat, Infinity Score. Alright. This is it. The grand climax to Infinite Destinies and Infinity Score and the totality of Black Glove from the best 2 years all in this Overzo special. Black Cat has brought half of the Infinity Stones together, collecting a level of power that hasn't been seen in years. But to what end? This hasn't taken her out of the crosshairs of Nick Fury or Nighthawk. With the Infinity Stones involved, can Thanos be far behind? I think this is going to be a sleeper event issue. I don't know if it's going to be a key issue as far... I don't know people, key-wise. But as far as a turning point in the Marvel direction, maybe, possibly. I've been saying that. Keep an eye on the Black Cat series. I have a feeling it's going to be a low-key, important thing. Let's see here. Inferno number 3. You're for sure reading that. Lots of covers. Now I don't know how orderable these are or pre-orderable these are through your shots, the local comic store variants. But, yeah, just note that there's a Venom number 2 John Boar Myers variant that is fantastic. And we've got Marauders number 26, Marvel Voices Heritage number 1. I do believe we're going to get the origin of River in this issue, River being the new character that just popped up in Phoenix Song Echo. So, one, two, three, four, five covers on this one. All really good covers, too, I must say. If you're an Echo fan, then, of course, you want that David Mack cover. Jesus Christ. Oh, is that Moonstar? That is Moonstar. Okay, yeah, blown up it is. But it's got the hand. Huh. Maybe it's... I'm confused. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But either way, it's beautiful art. But on the same note, Phoenix Song Echo, number 2. Don't sleep on this series, people. Stuff is going to happen within it, I'm telling you. Now, I will say, if you did listen to the stream, I had this suspicion that maybe the first issue was possibly setting up a return of Black Winter. And it kind of made sense in my head because, you know, the tie that Thor has with Phoenix on account of that's his mama. So maybe it made sense, but according to, I'm looking at these solicits and I'm not so sure about that. Maybe this other shadowy enemy is someone else because it's a female. But I don't know, maybe Black Winter isn't gendered yet. Maybe Black Winter's been a female the whole time. I don't fucking know. But regardless, keep your eye on this series. Something gonna happen. But I still say, like, low key, get your Thor number 5s ready to go, ready to unload. I think the Black Winter's return is coming soon, regardless. Star Wars number 19, 1, 2, 3 covers there. I do not have the image for the action figure variant, but please believe, I'll be keeping my eye on that, because I do that. We got Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 18. 3 covers there. I got another Star Wars series, this time a mini-series, Crimson Rain. Don't sleep on this one. This is a character that will... what's her name? It's Crimson something. I forget her name. Her name has Crimson. It's done by Charles Soule. This is a character that will be incredibly popular in the Star Wars cinematic universe. It is going to happen. So that cover appearance there, there's not a lot of cover appearances of this character yet, so yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 covers to choose from on this, so. The Marvels number 6. There's an origin involved in this issue. Venom number 2, couple covers there. Nothing solicited as far as, you know, hype or spec-wise, but with that being said, don't sleep on this series. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming to light throughout this series, so, yeah, just stay tuned. Stay tuned is a safe bet. And keep it, honestly, it probably wouldn't be bad to just keep 2 issues of this series on your pull list, you know. And there's X-Force Killshot Anniversary. Didn't we just do this? What was the stuff at the top? Okay, so yeah, more of those. So they got the connecting variants, and you got the rest. And all done by Liefeld. I bet this was probably ordered by Marvel, like, 15 years ago, so that he would have it done in time. They're like, hey, it's the 15th anniversary. Get ready for the 30th anniversary right now, and you're gonna need you to do some shit. shit talk you are? Yeah, X-Men Legends number 9. Gotta love that fucking cover so much. Oh, yeah. Very, Hulk 341-y. You know, 340, I mean, not 341-y. Very, very reminiscent of that. And for that, I enjoys it. And then, oh, the B cover is pretty amazing, too. What's going on there? Kara Andrews? The artist of a billion styles. That is like stained glass, in a way. That is gorgeous. Gotta love it, people. Gotta love it. So those are the FOCs this week. Lots of stuff to be excited about. As far as, like, surefire no-brainers you have to get, like, this is the book. Nothing really personally stood out to me. I wouldn't say a bad bet would be The Origin of River in the Marvel Voices Heritage book, you know? As far as an indie goes, what was that one from Vault with the rock and roll and whatnot? Here, let me get that for ya. Radio Apocalypse. And then as far as DC goes, Robins. I would say Robins just because there's a new Robin. And I did hear, I could be mistaken, maybe it's not this series, but it looks like the art is more drawn towards younger readers, and that could turn people away, which could make it more valuable in the end. Collector, I mean, just remember Batman Adventures 12, remember. So, yeah, keep all of that stuff in mind. You got to learn from the mistakes in history, people. So, yeah, there you go. All right, those are your FOCs. Get them ordered. And once again, if you don't have a place to order your FOC, or yeah, put in FOCs, you don't have a designated local comic book shop, you're out in the boonies, then really get a hold of Nerds Forever, 307nerdsforever.com, and Taro will hook you up. He will. Tell him I sent you. It's be prepared. You've probably never experienced customer service on this level. Oh, there you go. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, leave you with an Apocalypse promo, and I will be right back to talk about the books that you should have already probably pre-ordered, you know, but the book's coming out next week, slated to hit your slots on the 27th of October.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware, as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why you're
the voice. This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just soft. Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
I'd like to remind you about a book that I've spoken highly of in the past on this show before, and that's Unicorn Vampire Hunter. Kayla Palmquist has been on the show a couple of times now. And my little seven-year-old girl, she is a massive fan of Unicorn Vampire Hunter. And guess what? Well, I'm sure you could guess. It's back. It's back on Kickstarter. So if you go on over to unicornvampirehunter.com, and you're going to want to back this book, people, whether you have kids or not. It's just a fun story. And, you know, I normally would have Caleb on to talk about it, but you know, scheduling stuff happened, and I wasn't going to not have this book be spouted about from the rooftops. So, metaphorically speaking, of course. So head on over to unicornvampirehunter.com and find out what it's all about, man. It's all in the title. It's a thing of beauty. And, it's one of those books that I can't not recommend, and especially if you've got youngsters. Mine, she's addicted. So once again, head on over to unicornvampirehunter.com and get you some of this Caleb Palmquist goodness. Alright, I'm back, and I'm pretty ready to talk about the books coming out this coming new comic book day, the 27th of October. So yeah, once again, let's start with the Lunar books. These books are released on Tuesday, or at least the DC portion of it. These are the books coming out next week, starting with Aquaman Green Arrow Deep Target. Mm-hmm. And I will say I'm going to kind of speed through these here until there's something of a significant noteworthiness to bring up. So yeah, that's all. Just keys, essentially, or changes, or you know, like I said, noteworthiness. So yeah, we got our Aquaman Green Arrow The team-up you never knew you wanted. Then we got Aquaman the Becoming. Look what Aquaman just getting all types of... issue number two there. We've got Batman Fortnite Foundation number one. Now, this is one. I mean, if you're a Batman Who Laughs fan. And I've got a little gap on my wall right where the Batman Who Laughs stuff goes. So, yeah. I will have a fucking Fortnite book on my wall, it looks like. Snyder and Capullo and Christos Gage and... I mean, Capullo on the cover art, at least. But, yeah, so directly from the best-selling groundbreaking blah, 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 comes an oversized one-shot that brings the action from the island to Gotham City. If you thought the blah, 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 blah was over, think again. It only gets bigger from here. Each physical copy of the comic includes a bonus code to download a Batman Who Laughs player outfit. Now that's fucking badass. And exclusive Batman Who Laughs themed Fortnite. Alright, this book gonna be big. Because I've seen how these Fortnite people like the skins, and I mean, who, if I had a character, if I had the ability to just be a character that looked like the Batman Who Laughs all the time, no matter what the scenario, yeah, I would do that. Well, bro, you can do that with Fortnite. Yeah, I guess I could. Is this happening? No, it's not happening, is it though? I don't think it is. But I don't have time to play video games, people. But fuck, the cover's going on the wall, you know? Look at that, the creator, the Batman Who Laughs. I dig that, man. I dig that. I like that a lot. And like I said, it's Fortnite, so I don't know who the Fortnite people are, but I'm gonna read it. And then there's an Alex Gardner cardstock variant. Oh, fuck, look at that. Fuck, a Batman Who Laughs. It's good. He's in the background there, but regardless, you know, he's on the cover, and it fits the theme, even in the background. Gotta love it. The Long Halloween special one-shot coming out this week. Gotta love it. A couple covers there. Checkmate number 5. This is a big one that I'm super excited about. I'm not sure, you know, how key-like it'll be, even though there is kind of a significant... I don't know. But DC vs. Vampires, more than anything, for me, it's James Tynion IV and Matthew Rosenberg teaming up with Otto Schmidt. Like, that's a fucking dream team. Like, a Hall of Fame team on vampires and DC... Batman and Green Arrow, I made up 2 songs. And then you got that Francesco Mattina cardstock variant. Hey, you know, this is one that I'm pretty sure I've seen that before. He just kind of sharpened the teeth a little bit and made the eyes red. Gave the back of the eyebrow a little more furrow. But I'm not mad at it. It's still gorgeous, you know. It'll display well. I am a Francesco Mattina fanatic. The dudes get chaps, I'm not gonna lie. Some of the stuff gets tired, I'm not, I will say that, but, I can't help myself, I'm an addict, you know? Deathstroke Inc. Look at that noisy-ass cover by Howard Porter, and I'm not saying noisy in a bad way, I'm saying turn them shits up. Wow. Deathstroke in Space. Need I say more? Love the first issue. Very excited about that. And Francesco Mattina again. Doing what he does best. Deathstroke. And then we got a little Black Canary. I dig it, man. Detective 1044. Tying into Fear State. Amazing Bermejo cover. Harley Quinn number 8. Dig it. Derek Chu cardstock on the B. We've got Phantom Starkiller number 1, 4th print, Glow in the Dark. Yep, that one will be showing up. Loves me. And by the way, these action figure variants, I always loved it. I hated it, actually, working in a comic book store at one point in time. You know, we'd display the action figure variants, and people would come up and, you know, I mean, I'm not, a newbie's a newbie. You know, I would probably ask the same question, to be honest, if I were interested. They bring the thing up, and like, does the action figure come with it? And I'm like, oh, no fucking action figure, it's just art. And I feel just as silly saying it, you know, because you would think there'd be an action figure with it, especially if it's a Disney book. Make the goddamn thing. But you know what Black Caravan's going and doing? They're actually printing these action figures, which is pretty badass. So just, I forget what the toy company is doing that, but just follow Scout and Black Caravan and all of that on Instagram and stuff and Facebook, all the social media places, and you'll see the actual action figures for these amazing titles like Phantom Starkiller and Knuckle Duster and a bunch of other great ones. I think even Metal Shark Bro, I don't know if it's through the same toy company or not, but I know Metal Shark Bro is getting a toy printed. So, oh man, I would love to see a reprint action figure variant of all of the Scout books. I really would. I would collect the fart out of all of that. I would. Pants getting tighter. Robin, number 7. Francis Manpool cardstock variant. Very nice. Ruby Justice League, number 7, wrapping up there. A little Starro. Swamp Dogs, number 1 on Black Caravan, baby. I had J.M. Brand on the podcast not long ago at all, so make sure you check out that interview. It was within the last 10 episodes, I would imagine. I know they move quick, but yeah, just J.M. Brand. Look up that interview and then know that you're in good hands with this issue. Task Force Z, number 1. This was one that I ordered 25 of. I'm excited about this one. You know, once again, it's another DC title that I ordered 25 of. Ooh, jeez. But, yeah. Did I order 25 of this one? I might have ordered 10 and just said I need to try to track down the one in 25. That might have been what it is. With the, the Resurrection Sisters? I don't remember. We'll find out. We sure will find out. I'm glad it comes at the end of the month. That's when the discount's at its best. Yeesh. Yeah. This is one that I really do have. This is my pick of the week, people. It might be something you have to hold on to for a while, but I do think it will have its day. I do. We Don't Kill Spiders, number 2, another Black Caravan book. Wonder Girl, number 4, and Wonder Woman Black and Gold, number 5. So there you go. Those are your Lunar books coming out next week, mostly on Tuesday, a little bit on Wednesday, too. I know it's confusing. All right, let's see what the Wednesday releases are going to be. From Vault, we've got Barbaric, number 1, the 4th printing. Oh, yeah. I probably picked that one up. I'm not sure. Big fan of Barbaric, got a lot of faith. I think these late printings are going to be very scarce once people go looking for them. And yeah, because I think the people that have them were collectors for the most part, not necessarily flippers. So could be wrong on that, but that's just my opinion there. Because it's that good of a series. People want it for themselves. The second printing of Deadbox, number 1. Awesome cover there. Human Remains, number 1, the 2nd printing. Alright, all types of reprints, I get ya. We do have, however, the 2nd issue of Human Remains. So, 2 covers there. This is one that, you know, I see it having a lot of potential. I'm just not sure that it's going to be on the audience for it, is all. So, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Cool Hickson variant. And then a 3rd printing of the last book you'll ever read. Love the last book you'll... Or I love the first issue. I read the 2nd issue, and then I started to realize, okay, I'm probably going to want to read this. You know, I'm going to want to binge this, so I'll just wait for it to all come out, or at least the first arc. I believe it's a 6-parter, but yeah. I don't know. Colin Bunn, at his best. From Valiant, we've got... Oh, yeah, this is a big... this is a big... Make sure you pick this one up. We've got Harbinger, number 1. Check out, well, I'm not sure if they've done one on this yet, but stay tuned, because you know it's coming if it hasn't been done yet. I get mixed up. The man does a lot of reviews. Ken Moneybags over at the Ocho Duro Parlay Podcast, his, Parlay Points blog on odphpodcast.com. Harbinger. Very, very exciting stuff. He's a Valiant fan, and, yeah. And then Exo Man of War, number 7 as well. So 2 awesome books. I'm thinking that number 7 might have been pushed back. I think that was supposed to be this week, but twasn't. So yeah, 2 Valiant books in the same week. Oh my gosh. Source Point. We've got Boston Metaphysical Society, Ghosts and Demons one shot. Oh yeah, I had Madeline Holly Rosing on the podcast a little bit ago. Seems like an eternity ago, but it really wasn't. It was just a lot of episodes ago. But yeah, Boston Metaphysical Society. Mostly a Kickstarter book, but now Source Point. Mm-hmm. Doing some things with it. We've got Runes number 4 coming out. We've got Suicide Jockeys number 3. Oh, I love me some Ryland Grant. Fuck yeah. Well, Top Gun. Look at that. Look, you're going to have to, get the book to see it because you can't do it because it's a podcast. But, oh, I can't wait for you to be able to look at it. Touching Evil, number 18. Oh, yeah. And then we got Unborn, number 2. I guess this is only going to be a 4-parter. Or a 5-parter? I think it's only a 4-parter. But either way, it's Aliens meets Power Rangers, people. It's a good, really, really good. This is Frank Gogol at his best. This is the best thing he's ever done. And I'm not saying that lightly. Awesome. Good covers. Yeah. And then we've got the Winchester Mystery House, number 1, a little 3-parter. So a little, mystery from Joshua Warner and Dustin Irvin. There you go. I don't know what any of that is, but that's a long description that I'm not going to try to read. Scout. This week we've got, all the stuff I already said. From Lunar, same stuff. See, sometimes different, sometimes same. From Oni Press, we've got Jonna and the Impossible Monsters, number 7, and Kaiju Max, season 6, number 4. From Mad Cave, we've got Battle Cats, number 4. Wolven Heart, number 8. Alright, Mad Cave doing some stuff. Scroll. Fucking Jesus Christ, why even put it all in there if there's nothing to click on? Black Mask. See? Another thing. Nothing. No Black Mask. Behemoth? We do have Behemoth. We've got Motherfuckers, number 5, MFKZ. We've got 9 Stones, number 3. We've got Nobody's Child, number 2. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got Popstar Assassin, number 1. Hurrah. We've got, those are the books. Good, exciting stuff. Great success, Behemoth Comics. Aftershock. Aftershock, we've got Cross to Bear, number 1. And Search for Who, number 2. Who? Who? Oh, man, like an Abbott and Costello just waiting to happen. Blaze. We've got, Space Pirate Captain Harlock, number 5. And 5 covers to choose from, and if you're an Indiana Jones fan, you're going to be wanting that e-cover, huh? From Aardvark, do we have any? We do. we've got... oh, man. Super Service vs. COVID-19 one-shot. That's another COVID, yep. I don't know what this one's homaging, to be honest. This isn't the... is this the fucking... oh, shit. This is Superman versus Muhammad Ali homage. Wow. That's crazy. So that would mean that Superman was the corona... No. That would mean Muhammad Ali would be the coronavirus. But they got the... maybe they don't. Either way. Fucking A. Gotta love it. Boom. From Boom, we've got Dark Blood, number 4. Firefly, number 33. Good Luck, number 5. Oh, shit. House of Slaughter's coming out? Is that for realsies? Obvious. Duh. Pick that up. Lots of them made. Once in Future, number 21. The book that all speculators are just waiting to blow up. We Only Find Them When They're Dead, number 9. And that does it for Boom. Great B cover there. Jesus. Amazing. Big week for Boom. Lots of good stuff. Dynamite. You got your Army of Darkness 1979. No. That's just variants and variants and boobs and variants and boobs. And boobs and expensive boobs and even more expensive variants. There's your diamond at its, or your dynamite. IDW. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 46. Star Wars High Republic Adventures, Monster of the Temple Peak, number 3. We've got Transformers 36, Beast Wars number 9, Shattered Glass, Transformers, number 3 of that little five-parter, and Usagi Yojimbo number 23. I think I might have forgot to order this one, but I think this is going to be a sleeper because it's homaging, you know, the first Usagi Yojimbo. So, could be big. I think it's going to be. Dark Horse. Black Hammer, Reborn. Number 5, still don't know why this isn't showing up on my fucking pull list. Upset. I'll get it figured out. I think Nerds Forever hooked me up with the first one or two issues, or whatever I was behind at that point in time when I mentioned it, and then I added it, but apparently something slipped through some cracks, and still missing everything currently. It's a bummer, dude. We've got another Hellboy five-parter coming. We've got Silver Lantern Club, so there you go. Lady Baltimore, Witch Queens. Mm-hmm. And we've got Stranger Things, Tombs of Yubin, number 2. And a whole lot of covers to choose from. So those are your Dark Horse books coming out this week. We've got Image. We've got A Man Among Ye, number 7. More Stephanie Phillips. We've got Adventure Man, number 6. Ant. I'm going to say this is coming out. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's not on the FOCs anymore, so that's a step. Ant number 1. A billion of the same looking cover. Chew, number 9er. Chew's good. Chew's really good, people. Crossover number 9. I think I'm a few issues behind at this point, but I'm 3 issues behind after number 9 comes out. But I'll catch up. I could do that. Third issue of Echolands is coming out this week. We've got Good Asian number 6. I hear really good things. Hellcop number 1 Halloween 3D special. Ooh, Hellcop just came out again, and now there's another one shot. Oh, look at the little. He's not little. He's way bigger. It's pumpkin head. Pumpkin head is what I was trying to say. Jupiter's Legacy, number 5. We've got Killadelphia, number 18. Mm-hmm. King Spawn, number 3. Oh, yeah, get excited, eh? The D cover on this one. Well, now it's considered a D cover? I'm confused. I thought it was a... They better not have fucked that up. It was an A cover solicited originally, I believe. There could be some fuckery on this, people. It's a really good one that I think might actually turn into something because it's got, you know, DC characters on an Image cover. Or costumed. Characters that represent DC. Let's put it that way. Made in Korea, number 5. Sweet Paprika, number 4. A lot of covers there. Mother of Madness wrapping up with its 3rd issue. And then Nita Haw's Nightmare Blog. Ba-ba-ba. Fuck yeah. And once again, it's 2 covers. Some people may already have the 1st issue. But like I said, if you listen to the stream, there was some fucking weird paper issues and printing and shipping miscommunications and stuff, so some people got stuff, some people didn't. Some claim that stuff hasn't even been made yet. I don't know. Weirdness, huh? Oblivion Song number 34. Primordial number 2. Oh, there it is. Get excited. Second Chances number 3. Spawn 323. A lot of Spawn this week. Saint Mercy number 3. The Texas Blood, number 11. Time Before Time, number 6. A whole lot of Image, people. Like I said, some shit got fucked. Two Moons, number 6. Vinyl, number 5. And The Walking Dead Deluxe, number 25. A lot of Image. Gonna be a big, big, fat fucking end of the month. It tells ya. Alright, let's wrap this song bitch up with some Marvel. Now let's see what's happening with Marvel. We got Amazing Spider-Man number 77. I love this series. There, I said it. I do. Is it still... It's Kelly Thompson this time, and I like it. I like it quite a bit. Ben Reilly, man. It's good. Black Widow number 12 could be something here. There's a character that Black Widow apparently fears. So a new big bad could be a big bad that actually means something. I don't know. Stay tuned. Daredevil number 35. Not the last issue. Almost the last issue, though. Darkhold Blade. I don't know if I picked this one up or not. You know, this one went up for order before I had the chance to read the Iron Man Darkhold. So, we'll see. Inferno number 2, finally. Oh, I'm so excited for this one. Kang the Conqueror number 2, second printing. Okay. Marauders number 25. Made it to 25. Look at you go. Look at you go. Moon Knight number 4. Gotta love this McNiven right now. It's so good. And who is that? Oh, it's venomized. The Stormbreakers are all venomized. Oh, fuck, I need that in my life. I think everybody else will, too. Sleeper of the Week. Yep, just like that Doctor Strange venomized Stormbreaker. Mm-hmm. And the second printing of Shang-Chi number 3 took it long enough, but it did sell out. And, yeah, this is a book that will... You will be happy you have it here in the next 5 years. You will. The more, the better. Spider-Woman number 16. This is probably the key of the week that no one's talking about yet. New Spider-Girl, essentially, of some sort, will be donned. Let's see if I could get her name pulled up here in a decent amount of time. Not decent enough. Now I'm stalling with song again. I don't have three in me. There it is. Rebecca Marchand. Yeah, she got a little Spider-Girl costume, and we'll see what they call her, you know. But regardless, new spider hero, and these spider-like climates, you know. Yeah, big deal. It's gonna be a big deal. That, like I said, no one's talking about yet. Sleeper. I've been saying it for a minute, and that's because I read the last issue. Star Wars vs. Darth Vader. There we go. There was a lot of in-between words there, it felt like. No, I guess they were just afterwards. Reading backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that Star Wars Darth Vader. Oh, so good. So good. Oh, and shit, look at that. Oh, we got... On that C cover, we got Darth Maul's brother in there. Oh, hey, I don't see that often, huh? Huh? Not his first cover appearance, though. I believe it was a Free Comic Book Day issue that was his first comic, or, yeah, first cover appearance. There is a Star Wars key issue done by my dude, Rodney Barnes. No, this is not, what? This can't be right. No, this is done by Rodney Barnes. It says Wu Chu Lee, but I'm not sure about that. I'm pretty sure this is done by Rodney Barnes, but whatever. It's the IG-88 War of the Bounty Hunters tie-in. There is a new droid, RB-919, and yeah. I'm fucking... Let me see. I wish the solicitation art actually had the credits printed on the cover as well, like as if it were scanned in. Damn, I don't know. I want to know that for sure. But regardless, yeah. Star Wars spec, you know. Sword number 9. We have the first appearance of a new Lethal Legion. I don't know what the fuck that means, but. If it means something, it'll be a while, you know? Then we got Wolverine number 17 to wrap this motherfucker up. And I gotta say that Jusco Masterpieces variant may be, it may be taking some cakes, if you will. All of these covers are gnarly. That Adam Kubert cover is trippy. Fuck, that's cool. It's like almost it's like James Bond meets Doctor Strange. And what is this Patrick Gleason? Good lord. That is fucking rad. Oh, that is good. Is that Stormbreaker? It is. Patrick Gleason doing a venomized Wolverine. And no, it's not Webhead. But it is minimalist. I will say that. Oh, fuck, that is cool. Yeah, and it's black, so that means, you know, high grades, gonna be rare and whatnot, you know, economic lessons and what have you. So, there you go, people. You know, if I had to sign, there's a lot to get excited for this week. You know, I mean, everything I just said throughout Marvel, as far as the indies go, just so much Image. You know, we'll see what winds up in your pull box this week. You know, who knows how many papers they done runned out of this time. I don't know. Lots of Spawn books, though. That's probably what they cut down to just two covers, to be honest, instead of doing three covers and all these spinoffs. It's because they can't get the paper. They can't promise the paper. Is Unborn coming out this week? Unborn. That's one I'm very, very excited for. And then, you know, as far as Lunar goes, oh, man, that Task Force Z. So exciting. So exciting. So there ya have it. All right. Remember to head on over to cheerstocomics.com. It is your one-stop shop for all things content related to the show, whether it be the videos or blogs or interviews or anything of that manner. And now when you head on over to cheerstocomics.com and you click on the store button, it doesn't say coming soon. It takes you to shopcheerstocomics.com, and yes, new inventory being added constantly. You heard it, people. If you haven't heard already, Cheers to Comics is no longer just a podcast. It is also a retailer as well. I couldn't get it out of my mouth because it's still hard for me to believe. So yeah, and use code podcast when you're checking out. You can remember that, right? Cheers to Comics podcast. Yeah. Podcast checking out and save 10% off your entire cart. So get excited. And always new inventory being added. So just constantly be checking it out, you know, hit the little menu button, see all the categories and new stuff all the time. All right. Well, there you go. I will talk to you. I'll talk to you the next time there's things about comics to talk about. In the meantime, I command that you stay safe and read responsibly. Cheers, fuckers.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Podcast recommendations, you ask? Brian Wayne here, co-curator of The Apocalypse. And I know that sounds gnarly. That's because it is gnarly, man. The Apocalypse. What is The Apocalypse? The Apocalypse is a culmination of the gnarliest podcast, independent podcast, the internet has to offer. So instead of trying to go to Twitter the next time you need a new podcast to listen to and try to get Twitter famous, podcast recommendations, please, just think The Apocalypse, man. And it's ironic because The Apocalypse is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Just go to podchaser.com. It's in the top list. The top list in the whole world. So whether you're looking for true crime, sports, role-playing, I don't know, anything. Think of a podcast. It's on The Apocalypse. It's like The Apocalypse with a D. And do not forget to follow The Apocalypse on Twitter as well. Once again, that is The Apocalypse. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Apocalypse is sure to have something for you. Good morning. Brian Wayne here to tell you about my new podcast, The Real Brains. The Real Brains podcast is a show coming out daily, dedicated to the everyday struggle of just the average human being. From troubles with rage to anecdotes about very strange human interactions. This podcast really is just a somebody that's all too familiar with the struggle. I'm here to let you know that you are not alone, so come laugh at our pain together every single weekday, every place you can catch a podcast. Check out The Real Brains with Brian Wayne. Remember, stay sane.